You're listening to SBS News.
Back in his home state, the Prime Minister wrapped up his first week of the election campaign with an Easter tradition. With wife Jenny and their two daughters by his side, the Morrison family mingled with voters and animals at Sydney's Royal Easter Show.
Everybody say moo.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Got it.
Good on you. It was the first street-style walk the Prime Minister has done on this campaign and the first time he's mixed with the public since his encounter with an angry pensioner at a Newcastle pub. While he avoided any repeat of that confrontation, voters watching on had mixed feelings about Scott Morrison.
He's okay, the Prime Minister.
And do you trust him?
Yeah, wavering.
I love him. He's done a fantastic job.
Why do you think he's done such a good job?
I think I haven't been living in the country for the last couple of years. And what I've seen, looking from overseas to here, but he's done a fantastic job for Australia. And just
we're going to forget him when we'll be on the news. Yeah.
He's just a good bloke. Helps us out, you know. He looks after his people. Big fans.
We don't like him. Australia says no.
But unfortunately for the Prime Minister, his visit wasn't limited to discussions about agriculture. Questions are continuing over Scott Morrison's hand-picked candidate for the Sydney electorate of Warringah, Catherine Deaves. The electorate was once a jewel in the Liberal crown, but was snatched from former Prime Minister Tony Abbott in 2019 by independent Zali Steggall. Now the Prime Minister is being forced to defend his candidate, Ms. Deaves, after social media posts emerged where she made transphobic comments. Ms. Deaves has since deleted the posts and apologised. New South Wales Treasurer Matt Keane, a Liberal moderate, has called for the candidate to be disendorsed, saying there's no place in a mainstream political party for bigotry. But Mr. Morrison is standing by his pick.
I don't share Matt's view. I share Tony Abbott's view. I'm not joining that pile on. And she has learned from her experiences about how she's sought to deal with this issue in the past. And I have no doubt that she'll pursue these issues in a more sensitive way and more respectful way in the future.
And when asked by SBS News about the effect of the debate on the trans community, Mr. Morrison had this to say.
Well, I think it's really important that she has withdrawn those comments and she has acknowledged they've been insensitive and she has done that. And I think that is the right way to respect the trans community. And I don't share those sentiments either.
But Labor leader Anthony Albanese is questioning Mr. Morrison's claim.
What's extraordinary is that Catherine Deaves has been handpicked by the Prime Minister. She is the Prime Minister's own choice. The Prime Minister earlier this week said that he shared Ms. Deaves' values in endorsing her yet again.
Mr. Albanese was in Cairns in far north Queensland talking up his party's promise to establish a national anti-corruption commission. Now Mr. Albanese is taking the pledge further, vowing it would be the party's first priority if it wins power.
We will legislate this year a national anti-corruption commission. It will be a national anti-corruption commission with teeth, one that has independent investigative powers. It's one that will be real, as opposed to their model that's been rejected by everyone.
It comes as new research released by independent think tank the Centre for Public Integrity raises questions about $55 billion spent by the Morrison government in grants over the past 4 years. The research found there was little to no oversight in how the money was spent. The Prime Minister says he'll only introduce his model for a federal anti-corruption body if Labor lets it through Parliament unchanged. Mr. Albanese says Scott Morrison has broken his 2019 promise to establish an anti-corruption commission and the only way to get one is to vote Labor into government.
Now we know the reason why Scott Morrison doesn't have a national anti-corruption commission is sitting on his front bench. The fact that there have been so many integrity issues raised against minister after minister, the sports rorts affair, the commuter car parks affair, the abuse of so much of taxpayer funds that's been used as if it's Liberal Party funds.
Labor MP Chris Bowen was due to join Mr Albanese on the campaign trail in Queensland, but has been forced into isolation after testing positive to COVID-19. He's the third MP to become infected this week, after Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman Christina Keneally and the government's Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews. The campaign is expected to pause to observe Easter Sunday. Claire Slattery, SBS News.